AM Live. Roger.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome, Emily, to Saturday AM Live. I feel a little different because I've got this concrete echo. But where you're at, it's a little bit quieter. I'm coming to everybody this morning from Boston, Massachusetts, where our family is enjoying a wonderful vacation. So I'm going to apologize up front and say we're gonna do this a little faster than I normally do because hotel. And when you share your story, especially share your success, business success in advancing to silver like you did just a few weeks ago, there's going to be more to unpack. So we'll do this will be kind of the take one with Emily Ellsworth. Take us back to what led you into being a teacher, and then and share how you got introduced to Niken. Those are just two questions right up front.
Okay. Well, I have to make one comment about your comment previously about the Boston accent. I had a friend in college from Boston, and I have a brother that lives in Gloucester now, so we visit there occasionally. But besides the pak, the ka, you have to include the other part of that, which is my friend Linda was not Linda. She was Linder. And we called her Linder all the time in Utah. She was going to school and working in Utah. So I love that about it.
That's
every
funny.
Word that
well,
ends
know,
with an A sound gets E-R.
Yeah. Well, and that what's funny about the history and, you know, going back several hundred years with the colonists and with the revolution, with breaking away and wanting to be free from England, there I kept thinking about this all day yesterday as I was geeking out on history, and I was thinking about you and anybody else that gets introduced to Niken, and that it's this discovery that, wait a second, the not that anything's wrong or anything was incorrect with the standard or the way we were living or the lifestyle. And you look at all five pillars of wellness. But our history of our country, of the United States and every other country that becomes their own. Even having lived in Jamaica for 9 months and learning the history of that country in 1956, they broke away from England and declared their own, you know, democratic government. It's a little different than it is, you know, for U.S. and Canada. But we all go through that same process. And I was thinking about this for you that, you know, you go to college and you have this expectation, okay, I want to go into this field. You went into teaching. And why? And what was the expectation? And then we'll fast forward to today and how Niken, being a retired teacher, and how it's opened up some doors for you, again, in those five pillars. But take us back to that, if we could.
Okay.
You know, why teach?
I had a high school English teacher my junior year who, it was an advanced placement class, and she was amazing. And I had always loved to read and I loved learning grammar in seventh grade, if you can believe it, and had a real standout teacher there. But this high school teacher just inspired me, and I guess I was born to be a teacher. I don't know, but she even told me one time, she said, I'm going to keep this seat warm for you for 4 years. And I thought, well, I don't want to come back to San Jose. Why would I do that? I spent my teen years living in San Jose. But I went to college. I was going to be a psych major. Then I was going to be an elementary ed major. But I went back to secondary teaching of English pretty soon. And then when I graduated, I did not get a teaching job in the university town that we were living in because I don't think I did all that well in my student teaching, but there were so many people available who had graduated and wanted to stick around for any available teaching jobs. So I decided if I started working on a master's degree, they would pay me as a graduate assistant and I could teach two freshman English classes. And I hadn't really enjoyed the student teaching that much. And I thought, well, let's just see about this, because I did not want to keep going to school. I did not want to work on a master's degree. But I did need some kind of a job, and I thought, well, I can teach this part-time and take the minimum number of classes. And I fell in love with teaching those college freshmen. This was like a long time ago. This was 1973. I did that for 2 years. I absolutely loved teaching writing. That's what it was, teaching basic freshman expository writing. The only downside of that was there was a lot of homework. The grading of papers was a constant monkey on my back, and that was true from that day until the day I retired in 2016. But I used to tell people, so anyway, I ended up with enough credits to get a master's, and then we moved. And we came back the next summer, and I decided that my husband helped me. He really encouraged me to finish the degree, because I had to do a master's thesis. I had to do a gigantic paper, and I didn't want to, but I felt like, let's put a gun to my head and make me do this so that I get the degree and I have the letters behind my name, and then, you know, that'll make it worth having done all this. So I was able to get the degree. I was able to get the thesis done that summer, and from then on, I taught writing, freshman writing, part time in here and there. Until we had kids, it was about 5 years after I got the actual degree that we had started having kids, and we had three close together. So I wasn't working outside the home for a few years there, but I was able to go teach two classes when I wanted to and stop when I didn't want to, and got paid pretty well, although they didn't do any retirement stuff back then for part-timers. They do now, but...
Sure, sure. You know what's fascinating, Emily, and I don't want to fast forward your story, however, being a psych major, and you know this, but what I'm gleaning from you is that what you said you loved doing was teaching, especially the college level and the freshmen, and I think both, you know, freshmen in high school and freshmen in college, back to my educational years, is these are the younger and the more aggressive minds who want to have that experience. Now, there are some freshmen that go off to college and universities and they just want the experience. And they're, you know, because they just want to get out of home. I understand that. That's a minority.
Yes.
But the majority of these younger minds, and even translate that over to where we are as adults, we're all thirsting. And the people, the tourists that we bump into waiting for a bus or sitting at the pool last night, this pioneering spirit, so to speak, of all humans, not just Americans or Canadians, it doesn't matter, of all. Just met a gal who was born in Haiti, lived in France, Paris, France, and we're talking about her country, where they're at right now, and I'm going, but you're here. The Moroccan Uber driver we had yesterday, and how he got to the States and what he's doing, and this whole concept of, like, I know I need to get ahead. I don't want to become idle. And those are the minds. And again, those are the minds that we and me can, because this motto, discover it, live it, share it, which I know for you, being in this, I said, you've been around the Nikon products for a while. Share with us, before we get too sidetracked, because I want to kind of accelerate things here to get to what some of the simple things you did to go silver. But you've had a product, you had a product experience that was attractive to you to kind of draw you in. Yeah, I know you have several. I know.
Because
we've talked about them. But the big one, that always stands out in my mind with when I think of Emily Ellsworth is your water experience.
Oh yeah, that was.
You must talk about that.
Let me just preface that with how I started in the very beginning, which was in 96. I had some really severe exhaustion, fatigue. I had 6 kids. I couldn't get up early in the morning to get them off to school. My husband had to do it. I could function okay the rest of the day, but I couldn't. I would lie down at night so tired, and I couldn't sleep. And I was introduced to the mattress topper then, to the company, and, you know, got a rollout. And I ended up getting insoles and the mattress topper. And I remember waking up the very first morning on that topper, like my eyes popped open, my head almost shot up, and I was awake. And that was so completely different from, you know, dragging myself out of sleep and feeling really tired. So 1 week of sleeping on that, and I did not have any more of those exhaustion symptoms at all, and they never came back. So I have slept on that ever since.
Okay, let's just do this. Let's skip the water question I just asked, because what you just said validated a news article that I read this morning about caffeine. And it's like, duh, and the source that I'm going to cite here is called The Guardian, and I don't know anything about that, but that news source. But what this article talked about was that, you know, caffeine may be okay, and I think back to the, you know, the Boston Tea Party, okay? This 92,000 pounds that were thrown into the harbor as a revolt because taxation without representation, you know, we get it. That's our history. We understand that. And it's fresh on my mind because I got to do a reenactment yesterday. But my point is this, that what you experienced on the Nikan sleep system, a lot of folks are not, because we're not getting into that deep REM stage sleep. I know, you know, Captain John Hogue will talk about this next Saturday again and hit what he's experienced through the multiple different sleep products he's used from Nikan. But this common underlying fact that down through the generations, we're talking centuries, we've always used, as human beings, we've always used different stimulants to give us that edge. In our culture today, globally, it's even more so. We see it in the energy drinks. We see it in the way Starbucks and all these other coffee companies are trying to introduce new and, you know, we're putting massive amounts of sugar and other junk, I almost said crap, but I'll say junk, other junk into liquid beverages to give us that edge. But this article goes on and on and on to say that nothing will replace quality sleep, period.
Wow.
And for you, being a person, as you probably said,
you're breaking up.
I'm not even moving, but it really does validate the importance of the Nature Rest Fit, this amazing mattress cover that is so ideal in so many applications. I want to tell you the water story. Yeah, why don't you tell the water story, and then let's talk about some of the simple things you did. And I know that it's been a journey, because you just told us, well, I came on board in 96, and here we are in 2021, and you went silver. But tell the water story, and then let's go right into talking about advancing to the silver position, which in my opinion is the highest payout. As far as a business, commissions, you get the full, you know, up to 20% rebate. And then on top of that, the full customer commission. So it, you know, if you do the math, it doesn't add up to a perfect 40%, 20 plus 20. However, it's the highest payout, period. And it's not really that difficult to do it when you're gathering and being customer centric, like what you've been doing. And I'll say the reason why I give credit, and I don't know if you do as well, the ICANN attitude program. which you can do a commercial for that if you want to. So water, silver, and ICANN. Can you roll all three of those into one? I'm asking a lot. I really apologize.
Yes. Well, just so you know, I didn't stick with NICAN back in those days. I stuck with the products faithfully, and I ordered the pack, what they called the Relax Pack, and I used the Backflex many, many times, and I used the small ones that are like our power chips and the different sizes of those and shapes. So I was totally converted to the products, but I didn't stay with the business. And in fact, I couldn't find people years later who were in NICAN to order from when I needed to replace a few things. But after we moved to Utah in 2018, I did hook up with Elaine Brewster through my daughter who met her. And that's how I got back to, I wanted to order some new insoles. And then after this water experience I'll tell you about, then I said I've got to register as a consultant because I'm going to be talking about this everywhere I go. And anyway, so I had a massive flare up of joint pain throughout my whole body in 2018. Yeah, I think it was, or 2019. My hands hurt so bad in the morning, flushing the toilet hurt, opening the fridge hurt, reaching in to pick up anything hurt, couldn't open jars, and my feet, my toes had gone numb a couple years before, just the outer edge of my foot and the last two toes, and I knew I didn't have diabetes because I was getting blood work done in my yearly physicals. But I didn't understand what was wrong there. And so much later I found out that I had some toxic exposure that really contributed to all this. But at the time, I was just in so much pain and ended up with rheumatologist. But I also was looking for what is going on. Why is this happening all of a sudden? And I had been going to a naturopathic clinic here in Utah for many years. When I would visit family here, I would go get checked out. They helped me with allergies and homeopathic drops and lots of things. I did ion foot cleanses. Anyway, I was really open to alternative medicine. I had been for a long time. So I was there getting tested, and I said to the woman, wonderful lady I love, you know, what's going on? Why is this happening? And she's testing me, and it's like a biofeedback situation. And she says to me, well, you're dehydrated. And I said, how can I be dehydrated when I drink like half my body weight in ounces pretty much every day of water? I've been a big water drinker for quite a few years. And it's just, so she's kind of puzzled, and she's doing some more testing, and then she says, well, it's not getting into your cells. So I thought, well, okay, then, now what? And there was no answer until 2 weeks later when I learned about NICAN's waterfall unit. And, of course, I was told in the course of learning about it that it hydrates your body at the cellular level. And I thought, that is what got my attention. Because if she hadn't said to me, it's not getting into your cells, I would not have latched on to that point and, you know, and thought, well, I really need to try this. So fortunately for me, Elaine had an extra machine at her house, an extra waterfall, and she let me take it for a week. And during that week, I had 2 days of less discomfort, noticeably less. Just 2 days, it was a small thing, but then I gave it back and spent another week hurting really bad. And then I said to my husband, I really think we need to get one of these units. So we did. I started drinking it full time. Oh, and the other thing I didn't mention is when I first had the water, with the loner unit, I've heard other people say this, I craved it. I would drink it and my body was just like, oh, I want more, I want more, I want more, 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 more. I couldn't get enough. And that was really, it made a big impression on me. And of course, after 3 or 4 weeks, that craving kind of settled down. But at the end of 1 month of drinking that water consistently, I had no discomfort whatsoever. And I would, before that, I would lie in bed at night and cry because my shoulder hurt so bad once I lay down. It didn't hurt when I was standing up, but it hurt when I was lying down. My husband would go get ice packs for me so I could fall asleep. And 1 month after getting that water, I was fine. So that's when I realized, oh my goodness, I'm going to be talking about this to everyone. And I live in a 55-plus community where there's all kinds of people around me that have issues going on. And so I decided to be consulted.
Emily, what comes to mind is the reality that we know the percentages. You know, our bodies are more than 80%. And most people know that, and they're not going to argue with that. They're not going to say, oh, I don't think that's true. But what I constantly see, and we see this when we get out amongst people, especially get into an urban area like where we're at in Boston, and it's pouring down rain, and people forget, we forget that we need to put water into our body. We're doing more walking. You know, when we're on vacation, typically, if you go to the city, you're going to be doing more walking, so your body's going to, and we're going to be burning it off. And exactly what you just said, if it doesn't get into the cellular level, we can drink copious amounts of water all day long, and it's not going to get in there, and we're still going to be dehydrated. And it's interesting that you discovered the hard way and had to have an expert tell you that you were dehydrated. And the fun part about Nican, and I have my dear friend Mary Poppins, Dr. Mary Van Hoy, who reminded me of this week, that and it was kind of funny, but she said, yeah, she was talking to other doctor medical colleagues, and she said, well, I can show you a couple things, but what you really need is Mr. Rogers to show you some of his, you know. And I went, dog and pony show? And she goes, no, I didn't say that. And I said, you know, but anybody can do an energy test. We all can go on YouTube and look up Nican energy test, look up Nican waterfall energy test. You know, I'm grateful that, you know, Elaine gave you that extra waterfall to use for a week, because otherwise you would have never had that experience.
Right.
For the sake of time, we don't necessarily have to give somebody a full week. We can send them home with a jug, or sometimes for a lot of folks, if we're willing to show them and say, look, I could tell you all kinds of technical stuff and I can show you the data. But unless you're a real analyst, a real analytical person, that really doesn't mean anything. What most of us want, I don't think we're from Missouri, you know, the show me state, but we want to see some results.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think so often, you know, for my journey, it was that, oh man, okay, this makes sense. She wasn't with me, but when Nican introduced it, I thought, this makes sense. But the way Dave Balzer explained it, you know, gravity-fed system, and we're seeing more and more of that with the competition today with gravity-fed systems that are affordable, that actually do what Nican's waterfall does and make it assimilate into the cellular structure. Okay, so final question.
Oh, first, let me just tell you.
Share the tricks. You're such a joy of a person to interview, because you want to keep going back.
I'll go forward and or back, either way.
Yeah, no, you want to give us more information, and I'm guilty of this too. It's like I got accused every time we were waiting for a bus yesterday, or waiting for an Uber, or waiting for anything. It's like, ooh, there's people here. I can hear their story. So I start asking prevailing questions. And Stacy starts taking pictures of me meeting complete strangers and learning their story. Why they're in Boston? What are
they?
I was going to say the 11-year-old did it at breakfast this morning with a complete stranger, and it was very funny.
That's great. I am not as outgoing as you are, but I love people and interacting with them, and it was just so natural for me to do demos and talk about the water with people, do demos of any of the products, because I'm passionate about all of them that I've tried. And Elaine said to me one time, well, you know, you do it so easily. And I said, it's the teacher in me. I just, and I really, really love interacting with people. And you are that way to an extreme. So, yeah, that helps with a business like this.
It does. So looking back at the last few months, and did you do the silver program in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months?
No, I made silver the end of May, and I first signed up as a consultant the end of July last summer. I wasn't aiming for that or thinking about that in the first, 4 months or so. But my dear mentor, she actually happened to go silver during those months that I was starting up, and she really encouraged me, and I thought, well, okay, I wasn't in the business to have a business initially, I really, really could use the income, extra income. So I made silver because I would send jugs of water home with people. I did that a lot. I'm still doing that a lot. Did some lending out of other products and just talked about my experiences with anyone who was willing to listen. And it's funny, I have really learned, I don't know if this is actually true, but my experience has been that there's two kinds of people, those that are very open to new and unusual things, and those that are not. And you can kind of tell right away when you start talking about the water or the magnetic, magnets and how they help the body. And I have a son and his wife and their three kids up in Washington that we were just visiting with. He has had terrible health issues. He's had celiac disease since he was 5, and now he's super restricted on his diet. And I sent them a waterfall probably 4 or 5 months ago, and he won't drink out of it because he wants scientific double-blind placebo-type studies. And I'm just like, you are kidding me. So I have to start educating him with whatever I can find. But I did an experiment with their dog while I was there because I haven't been around pets since I got Nikin. But I put out two identical bowls of water. One was Pymag water and the other was tap water. And I watched the dog. And every time I saw him drink, which was probably 3 or 4 times from the time I started until we left, he was at the Pymag bowl, which was really fun.
You know, you bring up two names that pop into my head right now. Lori Jones is one. Who a couple of weeks here on my.
Oh, you're breaking
up. The other
up.
One is. And I'm not even moving, so I don't know why I'm breaking up here. But maybe the stairwell doesn't have the best cell phone reception. But the other one is Linda Morris.
Uh-huh.
And she had a friend, this was a couple years ago, when we were introduced to the waterfall, and he was like that too, all like your son, that, hey, I need this information. And she did the same thing. And for over a year, if I remember the story correctly, she finally just had it. And she called him and said, I don't know what else you want me to do, but I'm done. I'm not going to beg you anymore. You either buy it or you don't, but I'm not, because this is not worth it. You're going to ruin our friendship. Because, I mean, it's like, and I think she said, you know you need this. You know you want this. What is the problem? And he finally gave in. And it's like, you know, the answer is right there in front of you.
Yep.
Right there in front of you. Yeah, that stubborn, you know, analytical thing that exists in us. Let's finish with this, I almost said Elaine. Sorry. Emily, let's finish with what did you gain? Because we just started another 90-day rhythm, and we kicked it off, and I had several people text or send me a note via WhatsApp and say, Vance, I want to do the ICANN program. Give me the information. Thursday nights, the same phone number as Saturday AM Live, 5:45 PM West Coast time. That's when we do our Thursday night thrive is what goes through my mind. But the assimilation and the processing of what we learned the previous week and how we applied it. You and I have talked about it. You've shared some amazing things on Thursday nights of, you know, gaining customers and working through things that you didn't even realize were there, through this teaching that, you know, Michael DeMuccio, William Todd, and the masterclass professor, if I could call him that, Marty Jeffries, in this 12-week course that lined up beautifully with the 90-day rhythm of NECAN, you know, this next cycle that we're going through, and we've got Master Day coming up. How important was the ICANN Attitude course for you? Because I know Elaine has gone through it as well, and she's been an amazing teacher to me through some of her things and then in her journey. But talk about that, and let's wrap up with that.
Okay. Well, it made a huge impact on me, the ICANN class. I loved the concept that we don't do negative. And I think of myself as a pretty positive person. But you know, there's a lot of negativity in me, and I know from spiritual study that negative thoughts and unkind, you know, accusations and that sort of thing in relationships are just not good. They don't help anybody, and they really hold us back. And so I've struggled for years to get to, you know, let go of those kinds of thoughts and feelings and focus on the positive. But this gave me it just went hand in hand with what I know and believe in terms of spiritual practice and my relationship with God. And it put the spotlight on the negative things that I wanted to get out of myself. And it also, I remember having an interaction with a friend, a woman who has had a lot of health issues, and she ended up buying a waterfall and some other products. But I was with her one time and she was just grousing about something. And I remember thinking, oh, that's really negative. And normally I would just kind of go into supportive mode and I would listen and validate, but I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to encourage that direction of thinking. It was kind of a eye-opening experience for me. Like, I don't have to absorb negativity that other people are putting out. I can be kind, I can even listen, I can be a friend, but I don't have to take that upon myself. I can choose not to do negative. And that was just really kind of life-changing for me. And, of course, I also, another huge impact was that you cannot think yourself into right action. You have to act yourself into right, or you have to act to get into right thinking. So when I'm, you know, discouraged or feeling like, oh, I can't do this, this is hard, or I'm kind of nervous to call this person, and even though I think that they've been on my mind and I ought to call them and tell them about whatever the product I'm thinking of or the experience, I can know that if I just shut up my worrier and do it, take some action, do something positive. Like Jeannie said one time, she sat down and made a list of all of the people that she had helped and in what ways that week or something like that. I probably don't have the details exactly right, but that was her action that day to help her get back into an I can attitude. And so that was the other gigantic takeaway for me, was act your way into right thinking. Act your way into a positive mindset, and I can.
And that's, you know, that's the beauty of the whole program. And for people like you referenced Jeannie Zeden, this is her 19th time going through the course for Rita Hand, myself, and so many others. It's the 18th time. And that was my thought so often. It's like, wait a second. Surely this has got to be kicking in. But every single time I read or listen to each lesson, which all those can be found at Saturday AM Live underneath the tab that says I Can Attitude Development Course. They're in reverse order. I'm giving a little sales commercial for it. Because if you've never done it, or maybe you've done it before, take only exhortation to heart, because it's so much fun and so simple, and it's not a big time commitment at all. Maybe 15, 20 minutes a day. We all have that. And what I do sometimes is I'll double and I'll triple, because like on Saturday, I usually end up doing, you know, projects around the house or making follow-up calls. But if I'm doing projects where I don't need my brain to think about, you know, trimming hedge or mowing grass or setting mole traps or, you know, that kind of thing, I just plug it in and I'm like, you know, the student is ready and the master is right there. Marty Jeffries and William and Michael, they're right there. And the material, what I find so fascinating is the principles and the material that he teaches are not, and this is what has come front and center to me in the last 24 hours, are no different than what the early colonists did in this country, of saying, wait a second, we got to get out of some bad thinking that has been literally propagated on us because that was the system. And some systems need to be altered. And what you're saying, that negativity does not need to or should have a place in our lives. And we have to act our way into the right thinking. We have to simply say, yeah, no, I hear what you're going through. And some people, you can't change their mind. So we have to take Snagglepuss's example, exit stage left, and go, okay, look at, I need to exit out of this conversation. And you want to continue in your maze of mediocrity and that miserable maze of mediocrity sometimes.
Oh, that's a great phrase.
I remember learning that as a young college student, that I will not continue in this maze of mediocrity. Because if we look at that from an aerial perspective, you know, there's this maze, and it's like, how do you get out? How does the mouse get out of the maze? Or how do we get out of this maze of whatever we're put in? Well, just make a decision and say, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it means that we have to put a pause on relationships. We don't have to be rude and say, hey, you're negative. You can't be in my life anymore. We shouldn't do that. Because some people never get over that.
Yeah.
But we can, when it comes to our life and choosing, you know, a more proper balance, we can do that. So, and I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I thoroughly enjoyed the one-on-one conversations that you and I have had the privilege of having through the I Can Attitude course. And we haven't had that many, but I walk away from those conversations going, okay, I feel as if I was a student of, you know, Mrs. Ellsworth, And she just taught me something because she learned it. And it was like, oh, that's right. Simple, simple principles, but the repetition over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And that's what we see the successful people in Nikan, people like Ben Woodward, Michael DiMuccio, and the list goes on and on and on. Madeline Zaworski, I think of all these people that I watch these little videos, Dr. Gary Leonard, they're doing the same thing over and over and over, and yet they're still teachable to learn things new. And,
yeah.
So it is a lot of fun. But anyways, I need to wrap this up, and I want to say thank you, because I've been looking forward to this for quite some time, especially as you shared some of those simple things you did to go silver. And it was really doing those same things over and over and over again. And I'm grateful to be a student of the I Can Attitude program with the teacher. And we have more than one that are part of the program this time. So it really makes it fun. And I want to encourage folks, if you've never done it or you're curious about it, text me, write me an email, 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. I'm on WhatsApp. You can find me on there. You can pop me an email if you're getting that. And if you're not getting the emails from me, please, you know, reach out. But Emily Ellsworth has been our guest this morning. Thank you for giving us so much of your time and sharing your journey. And we look forward to hearing more from you every Thursday night. And if you, again, folks, and if you've never tuned into that, it's very motivating and educational and encouraging, because we don't do negative and we don't associate with negative people. And the group on Thursday night, that's the mantra of the whole I Can Attitude course. And it'd be fun to have you. So thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Vance. This has been a lot of fun. And I
appreciate
you.
And everybody, I want to wish... Yeah, no, my pleasure. And I want to wish everybody a great rest of your weekend. And I look forward to having you tune in next Saturday when Captain John Hoag does some Q&A for us about flying the friendly skies. Well, Delta, I don't remember what their motto is, but that's United Airlines' motto. And utilizing the Nikan products and the whole wellness home to give his body the edge, especially when you're at 30, 35,000 feet and traveling and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. So if he can do it, we can learn from him. So thanks again, Emily. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.